This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Friday. It is actually sunny out right now. Fingers crossed for a nice day. What did you say, Sunday and Monday? We're looking at rain again, but
yeah, rain's on in the forecast. How about that Katy Perry? Woo.
Yeah, woo. Sounds good. Woo. Daisies, daisies, daisies. That's her new song. If you want to watch the video, hit the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Bryn posted that up this morning, and she is she's pregnant. I don't know what she is, 6-7 months along. She's not humongous, but she's clearly a pregnant lady, and she's naked in it, yeah, among other states. Among
looks
other states,
pretty far along to me. I'd call that 7 months, right?
Easily, yeah. Seven months, but not in that like, oh my god, get this thing out of me phase yet.
Right, the last where month you can't is even, that one.
Right, you can barely stand up, but her boobs are humongous. She always had big boobs, but I was just like, whoa, those are prominent. So, and also,
those are about to see work is what they
right,
are.
They're right.
For the first time in their life, they're going to see real work.
Yeah.
Good luck, Katie.
Are those natural? Do you think she was enhanced? She has pretty good size ones.
I would have guessed, yes, that she's natural, but you know, I don't.
Who knows, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I did date a lady for a minute that had... I've dated actually a couple girls that had women that had breast implants. One, you knew right away what they were. And the other, I couldn't tell. And that's super weird that the job was so well done that you couldn't...
It's actually kind of amazing.
Yeah.
She must have had the best doctor ever.
Super
impressive.
But
she didn't go gigantic, right?
No.
She just sort of had them filled out and...
Right.
That's nice.
Yeah, they look good. So it's definitely possible is my point.
Anyway,
she insisted. Yeah.
Oh, they're
yeah.
real. She insists they're real. All right, good.
She prayed to God that she wanted bigger breasts.
Is that so?
And it worked?
I guess
she's from a really religious family.
Well,
right?
I need a bigger thing too, so I'm going to start praying.
Well, you know, it can't hurt, Vin.
All right.
I mean, maybe you should tell him the max. Though
15,
maybe we'll talk about this off air. I'm really thinking 15 might be too much. I don't want to, you know, dissuade you or tell people what they should and shouldn't have, but that just seems exorbitant, you know. It's asking for, you know, sometimes too much of a blessing is a curse.
All right, well then let's talk off the air. Okay.
For
now, the order
maybe
is
I've
15.
Said everything I need. Don't, please don't. There is a roof. Let's order, you know, maybe ask for more circumference. I don't know what you need. I don't know.
Maybe that's what I was talking about.
Okay. It's like a hat size, you know. It's, I don't know. I don't really know. Anyway, I should stop talking. This report is brought to you by Boobs. Halloween is a long way away.
Yes,
but
it is.
People who are enthusiasts need to, you know, if you really want to get the costume you want, you got to get on it early. You got to start planning early. And if you think you're ordering your costume on October 1st and getting it in time for Halloween, you're wrong. So here's a heads up in May about what you might want to be for Halloween. And bonus, you can buy it from PETA and benefit animals.
Oh, okay, good.
It's $159, and it's on the PETA website.
That's more than I would like to spend for Halloween, but for the animals, I like it. Okay.
And you do get a lot.
All right.
So it's, you know, there's it's not $160 worth of stuff, but it's still, you know, it's a fairly elaborate costume. It's from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals website. It is the Joe Exotic Tiger Killer costume.
Oh,
it
boy.
Features a blonde mullet wig, a mustache, jail bars that you can hold up in front of your face, I guess, for photo ops, an orange prison jumpsuit, and a plush tiger that you can kind of hang around your neck. It actually sort of hangs over you. It'll ship by July 31st. So Halloween
right.
covered.
I'm not surprised they've taken that stand. I feel similarly as they do that this guy, while the show had its sort of I see the entertainment angle, I could not get past everything I was seeing, and the two things, it's not okay.
No.
Not in my mind. I just felt like this guy's, he's on a tiger graveyard, number one. I'm sure there's tigers buried everywhere here because he has 200 of them.
He and said they're that only valuable for the first 6 weeks of their lives or
right.
whatever, 6 months.
Right. I mean, they actually repeat that they're only making money off the babies, and then they've got to feed this thing for the rest of its life. So I just was like,
at a cost of like, what was it? Like individually, a tiger's $10,000 a year, some crazy.
Right.
I mean, it was a crazy expense. Well, although they were getting like all the Walmart cast off meat, like opening up just rotten hot dogs and
yeah,
all,
that's
I
disgusting.
Mean,
it was not,
disgusting. That's not so, what a tiger should be eating.
I absolutely left that show feeling like he's a scumbag and should be in jail. But you know,
PETA calls him a ghoul.
Yeah, he's okay,
he is kind of a ghoul. Mm-hmm. He's such a parody of a human. You know, just like the whole getup and the. I mean, remember when he went out on that date? With the guy I think he's married to now, the first time he's like, oh, I got to get my date clothes on. Doesn't take a shower. Just changes out of his cruddy tiger stuff and puts on this, like, you know, whatever, undusty leather jacket that's too tight for him. I mean, what a character this
Can
dude
I
is.
Just say something to you
course,
right
please.
Now about the yes. showering thing? And I know that you like a good weekend without a shower,
oh,
and that's
I do,
fine.
I do.
That's your thing. And yeah. I know that everybody's got different levels of comfort when it comes
right.
to that. One of our friends told us that she'd gone like 3-something days without a shower. And I just thought, I don't get it. Like, I get it. You can save water if you haven't been out. But still, why wouldn't you just a 10-minute quickie, a 5-minute quickie?
Well, look, if you're
your
not
butt for crying
see,
out loud.
But, you know, if you're not going to see anybody, I don't know. Does she live with someone?
I don't want to say too much, but it smacked me.
If she lives with someone, you don't want any ass smell. I'm with you on that. I really am anti ass smell. But if you didn't break a sweat and you don't live with someone, you know, why do I have to? I mean, I do it because
why do I have to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you just.
I'd be in trouble if I lived alone. Like, a lot of things would fall to the wayside. But I get pretty sweaty almost every day. Like, there's always something that happens. So I'm a more regular showerer than I wish I was. And actually, God knows, if I had no hair, I'd hop in the shower every 20 minutes. Oh, who cares?
Oh, that's the reason? You just don't want to deal with your hair, wet hair every time.
I don't. And frankly, you know, the more you wash your hair, the drier. Like, it's just, you know, you actually shouldn't wash your hair every day. But if I'm going to get in the shower, I'm just going to wash it. So if I'm showering every day, I'm washing it every day. And I prefer to not take a shower every day. But if I also don't want to smell myself. I don't want to smell my pits. I don't want to smell it. I just want to be neutral.
Well, back to the Tiger King with his lack of showering. There's a dude also who has a piercing in a delicate area. And
keep
I felt
that
like
clean. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And you're going to go. And he seemed. Look, I consider myself pretty sexual. And as he talked about it, it's clear he's a sexual dude, too. You'd think people who want to do it want to stay shower fresh.
Scrubbed up. Let's scrub
right.
that up.
Like,
because I'll tell you, guys get a certain funk in that area. You need to. That needs a daily scrubbing. And your hair is short enough that you can do it. It's true. You know?
Black. I don't know what you know about that, but okay.
I've met some of those areas. And
you have, huh?
Some are better than others. There's right. a funk, man. There just is. There's humans have funk. In the olden days, down everywhere, not just down there. Like, people stink. In the olden days, when you didn't have running water and you showered, you know, twice a year at the river, I don't know how people procreated. I really don't. I know there was probably far less oral sex going on. That is my guess. But am I even allowed to say that? Oral. There's far less oral. But you know what I'm saying. Like, if you've got access to hot water and soap, make it part of your daily thing. Because in the olden days, I think people, well, who knows? Who the hell knows what was going on in the olden days? We're all here, so clearly there was procreating happening.
Right.
Moving on. Next story. If you want to be Joe Exotic for Halloween and
call
you're into
PETA.
Yeah, call PETA because they've got a whole thing. I got a Kanye West story here. Brittany, I sent you this morning. This is a bodyguard of his and does not work for him anymore, which is why he is feeling free to say things about Kanye. I don't know if he didn't sign a non-disclosure or, you know, he just feels like the hell with it. This guy's crazy. Did you like the audio from? Should we just roll the audio or shall I give you some of the setup?
Yeah, you set it up a little bit.
All right. So
the elevator
is,
thing.
This guy's name is Steve Stanulis. I don't know what he does now, but he's Kanye's former bodyguard. He did an interview on a random podcast, and which I don't see the name of here. Do you know whose podcast it was, Bryn?
Let me check on that.
It's fairly random if they're not saying it's, you know, so-and-so's. So he goes on this podcast and he talks about Kanye's rules. Like how he had to walk 10 paces behind Kanye on the street, which he felt was a little too far to walk behind someone to actually do your job. If someone jumps out and goes to stab your guy and you're 10 paces behind, you might be too late. And then he told a story from his first day on the job with Kanye. This is him and Kanye getting on an elevator.
One of my, you know, least favorite people that I've worked with over the course of time. Well, I'll tell you a funny story. The first day I met him, right? So it was like over from 2000, it was 26, 16 years now. They were looking for, you know, retired police officers with guns. And I happened, it was a window of time. It was a fashion week. And I said, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. So I was supposed to meet him at the studio. So when he gets there, we walk in the elevator, he goes, aren't you going to push what floor we're going to? I said, well, I have no idea. It's my first day. So he starts ranting. You mean you didn't call ahead to find out where I'm supposed to be going? I said, no. So he's ranting and raving. I said, bro, we could do this three ways. One, you could tell me what button to press, and now I'll know. Two, you could press the button, and I'll see which one you're pressing, and then I'll know. Or three, you could sit here all day and tell me how important your time is, and we're not going to go anywhere. And again, that was our first interaction.
So how did that end?
And this happened, and it happened on numerous occasions. I gave him the threes, the one, two, threes. And every time he went for the first option.
Which was, tell me what to do. Just tell me what you want me to do, Kanye.
Right.
I don't know how long this guy worked for him, but I thought, well, that actually sounds exactly like Kanye. I mean, he's underappreciated. He's mad at Forbes magazine because they can't figure out how many billions he's worth. Like, they didn't include him on a list of billionaires, and he's like, I am a billionaire, and I want to be on that list. And they're like, all right, well, we'll look into it a little bit more. And they're like, okay, maybe, and based on sort of possible future stuff. So they finally put him on the billionaires list.
Well, given the mental health questions that I personally have about Kanye West, the story that guy just told seems tame and normal and like nothing. Like, that's not even I don't even know why you're talking. That's a non-story. You know what I mean? Like, like that guy, it's like, dude, I expected that to be so far into outer space and to have it be about the elevator button. I'm like, oh, all right.
You didn't call ahead. You didn't find out what I'm doing. Like, no, dude, I met you at the thing and now we're going to go. Now I'm just guarding you. Good Lord.
I thought that was going to be really outer space crap.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Raven Simone, do you know who that is?
I do.
Did you watch The Cosby Show? when you were a kid?
Barely. A little bit. I'm very familiar with it, and I know how popular it was. And I should say that I was a Bill Cosby fan as a kid. I was. His comedy records were some of my favorites, and I actually got into comedy and respect comedy still to this day from my early days of listening to people tell stories and be riveting and hysterical about it.
Yeah, it's funny because we've had this conversation before, but we clearly both had the same, you know, the Chicken Heart album and the, you know, and he was safe for your kids to listen to. Like, my dad used to let us listen to his Cosby albums. And I think we had, like, Bob Newhart's albums, too. Like, he had a few comedy albums. Like, I'm sure they are still things. Although most of the time, if I'm watching comedy, I'm either at a club or watching Netflix.
Right.
Or I guess somebody sent me a link on YouTube, and then I got on that rabbit hole. But Cosby
she is, and I'm familiar with the Cosby Show's popularity. So go on.
So she was cast as Olivia, who I think was the eldest daughter's kid who came to stay with him. It was when Rudy got out of her soup. Remember when Rudy was really little and she was so cute, and then she grew up and then she wasn't as cute, and they got Olivia in to be the new cute kid on the show, and she was cute. So Raven Simone was 4 years old when she was cast as Olivia.
All right.
She has never touched a penny of any Cosby money, she says. I don't know what all else she does. Didn't she have a show on Nickelodeon called That's So Raven?
It's either Nickelodeon or Disney Channel.
Something. Disney Channel.
Well, look, she was very famous by the time she was, you know, 4 years old. So I assume that her parents did the right thing. I'm just going to assume this. And put all her money away for her. Mm-hmm. And then as she got older, and look, when you live with your parents, and maybe they took a 10% fee. I have no idea. Maybe they were mom and dadagers. But she's now 34. And she says, her quote is, "I haven't touched my Cosby money." And people were like, "You mean you haven't touched the original paychecks, or you haven't touched it?" Because she still gets residuals, I'm sure, even to this day, you know,
right.
Even though Cosby's been canceled, I'm sure that's still going on TV land or whatever. She repeats, "I haven't touched any Cosby money."
That's great.
It is. It's huge. And they say that she is worth about $55 million now. Because she's done plenty of stuff in her life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's one of those people. You know, a lot of these washed up children's actors, not that she's washed up, she's fine. They wind up on, like, The Talk or The View, or that's, I keep seeing, like, or The Real, you know, some of these shows. I feel like she was on one of those, but I could be crazy.
Anyway, she was on The View for a minute.
She was on The View for a minute.
2016.
All right.
Goodness.
Bryn.
Thank you, Research Department.
Yeah.
So she's 34 now. 28 years ago, or she was done with the show, and she hasn't touched any of the money since.
Well, look, I think that to me, it seems normal if a child shows this desire to be an actor or an actress, however you want to word that, and a parent is able to. Maybe you live in L.A. and you're able to get them to a few tryouts and see how it goes, and they land a gig. I think most parents would do the right thing. I think most parents love their kid and would try to set that money up for them to enjoy in their adult life. So I'm more surprised when you hear the story about a parent that's like, "Oh no, that kid works for me."
Right,
like I lived off the money that kid was bringing in,
and listen,
didn't have a job. When you hear that, you just go, "Oh, gross."
I'm with you. I mean, when you get to those extreme cases where the parent has ripped the child off,
right?
That's wrong. On the other hand, if the child suddenly has become the person who's making all the money, and they've got to be taken here and there and be protected, like have a parent on set with them, I can see that person taking kind of a manager's fee. It pays their expenses. It keeps the family afloat. I can absolutely see that. 10%, okay. But these people who steal the kid's money, like Macaulay Culkin's family, apparently they took his money.
Right.
And
no, I agree with you that there's, But that goes back to you're doing what's best for your kid, and in a case where you have to use some of the money for this right. or that, or even for their own for their expenses.
Sure, absolutely.
That's different than being someone who says, I got free money.
Right. Yep. Didn't Millie Bobby Brown's whole family say, oh, yeah, we live off of her?
I'm worried about that thing. Story Me at a too. Later date. I hope it doesn't become that.
A lot of child stars, a lot of them don't make it through unscathed, that's for sure. And I'll leave you with this, because I love real estate. And, who hasn't thought, well, I'll check out and I'll move to Colorado. I heard Shooty did it, and he got a palace for $400,000. Well, if you have $40 million, you can buy Greg Norman. He's a golfer, a big famous golfer.
The shark.
He has a $40 million Colorado ranch. He's selling it. It is 11,900 acres. It's called Seven Lakes Ranch, which gives you an idea how big it is. Mm. Anything that's got seven lakes on it, and not seven ponds, seven lakes. It straddles the trout-filled White River outside someplace called Meeker. I've never heard
I don't know it.
It is, let's see, let me tell you just some of these things. 13,900 square foot log house, sweet. 8 guest suites, a soaring double-sided moss rock fireplace, rustic bar, commanding views of the valley. There's also an authentic saloon/dance hall on the property. I was looking at the pictures this morning. This place is badass. It's beautiful. It's everything you ever wanted in a 13,000 square foot log cabin.
Hey,
it's worth a look.
I think Greg Norman, I might have this wrong, or maybe they've since broken up. Isn't he with some American tennis player?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who. I
want
to say really
he was with
about
like
his...
Chris Everett or some tennis player that they're living the. Oh God, I don't want horn.
Yeah, there's animal horns and skins everywhere. There's
I don't
you
want
know
that. Yeah,
show the pictures of the actual property. I mean, there's horses and old tractors and dilapidated barns and really nice barns. And then there's him and whoever it's Chris Everett or
look
whoever
at that
it is
view.
Riding horses together. I mean, it is. And every place you look is land you own. 11,900 acres. Is that
why
how
is
many
selling
acres?
It? Just yeah, done? Just over?
Yes. Maybe
moving
there's just
back
a
to
lot
Australia?
Of. Maybe there's just a lot of upkeep. And it place like that, you're not cutting that lawn yourself. You're not, you know.
No way.
And I don't know how old he is, but he's not a young man. I'm not seeing his
I
age.
I have it
here.
He's 65.
Yeah, it might just be time for him to downsize.
Oh, he was married to Chris Everett. He has since divorced. He's now married to someone named Kirsten Cutner.
Well, I think that's him and Kirsten on horses riding through.
There you go.
It's a beautiful piece of property. Anyway, you've got $40 million. Hey, Chris Kelly, there's a place for you. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, that's funny. Chris
He's
Kelly.
Only guy I know that could afford that.
I'm going to talk, or we are going to talk with Scott Budman right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.